This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
I'm very concerned this week, you know, that I was reading an article about they want to ban Kinder Surprise. And because it's a choking hazard. And I'm thinking, what's a choking hazard? Look, you're right, the little toy could be choking for kids under three, but yeah. What parent gives their child and not looks, you know, something you can shove down your throat anyway? That's stupid.
Isn't there an age limit on the Kinder Surprises anyway?
Now, see, this is where it goes, because this got me thinking there's a bigger picture to this. I swear to God, this story. Somebody...
I thought I heard it coming, so I thought I'd just preempt.
There's somebody or something in this world that's trying to take control of every aspect of our lives. This control... Age limits on things is ridiculous. I'm a human being. I will decide when and how I'll live my life. I don't need to be told. Look, the problem is I think we're becoming walking sheep. We really are. We're blind to the slow but constant trickle away of our liberties. It's happening slowly and slowly.
Give me some examples besides of Kinder Surprise where your liberty has been taken away from you.
Look, we're so wrapped up saying that we're making laws to protect us, but really these laws are only taking away our joy of living. That's all they're doing. And we should be worried. I have a suspicion of who's doing this, but I still think it might be a smokescreen to cover up the real person who's up to it.
So you know both the fake person, the misdemeanour and the actual...
Well, I think it is. I've told you before, I'm convinced it's Murdoch Press is trying to control us and take away our liberties. He wants to be the king of the world. But then I thought, maybe it's not him. He could be like a sheep. But look, Mikey, I think you should be really worried. Banks have now they've got you by the short and curlies, haven't they?
What do you mean?
Well, home ownership's just now a dream.
But don't you own a home?
Yeah, but I bought mine way before all this Banking Royal Commission, before all the things came out.
Right.
Yep. Look, employment's not stable. We're all going to got contracts now. We've all got restructures.
That's true. A lot of part-time contracts and casual. I haven't had a proper part-time locked in, you get four shifts a week kind of job in a long time. To be fair, I work a different...
Or if you get a job within 12 months, they restructure and you get told bye-bye anyway.
True.
So that no one's been... You're not being secure in your life. They're controlling you to make sure you're always on the edge.
But are you sure that's just not because technology's taking over and... Okay.
It's somebody trying to get us. Look, freedom of press is being attacked while social media trolling is on the ever increase.
Well, yeah, but people just mean, aren't they?
Doesn't matter. Any deal with a thumb can come along and write some hideous lie and people are going to think it's the truth. This is the problem. And why our universities have now become a place of commerce where once there should have been a free-thinking institution. You see, it all starts with saying we can't have Kinder Surprises. They're going to ban it and it slowly trickles down. Who knows what's going to happen in the world? Yeah.
Okay. I see where you're going.
I don't have to wait. I'm 51 now. I don't care. I'll be dead. You know, I've got enough money now to support myself.
Until Rupert Murdoch comes for you, if you're saying he's the real perpetrator here.
Oh, yeah, but see, I'm a bit like Oprah. I've got half mine buried in the backyard. I'm not that stupid to put it in the bank.
You've got money in gold. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, I'm not going to tell you what I have, but I'm not that silly.
I'm saying you shouldn't disclose your location of living. This is why I keep it all under wraps. I don't even put my full name out there because if I ever bury my money in the ground, people are going to find it.
Yeah, but you can't. You live in your mum's house, so if you bury your money in the ground, technically she owns it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Yeah, right. Well, thank you for that lesson, Thomas. I'm kind of paranoid
so
now.
So I'm very concerned. Bang into surprises.
Because it'll be the downfall of humanity.
It's a slow trickle. It's a slow trickle.
Gather round, folks. It's time for...
Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
It's my favourite part of the show. I get to ask you for wisdom, you shoot me down, and it's magic. It's a beautiful formula.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to grow up to be a very well-rounded young man if we keep giving you all this great wisdom.
I think so. Yeah. I'd like to think so. Tom, recently I was doing a bit of reading. I've been looking at the news.
Reading.
I read consistently. Anywho, I'm not going to go down that path.
You read a statement on Facebook. That's not reading.
No, I do probably like book reading. Anyway, Mum and my stepdad, Neil, they said to me, they sat me down and they said, Michael, you need to educate yourself a bit more. You're sounding a bit dull on air. You're not smart enough. You need to start reading the news. I hate reading the news. I think Today Tonight, A Current Affair, they're all stupid. I hate it.
Today Tonight and Current Affair is not news. It's propaganda.
I know.
Don't even pretend to put that in news.
But then all the...
What's their news? That some poor person could have got a job, so we'll go through their garbage and make them look like a bunch of losers. I mean, that's not news, sweetheart. But anyway, move on.
Anywho, before I click the Tom's conspiracies tangent, I started reading the news and sifting through. It's terrible, but
What'd you find out about? What's happening in the world?
Well, found out, Tom.
No,
that offensive language is illegal in Victoria, as in you can't swear in public. You could be arrested, and you could be going to jail, in prison for up to 6 months for that.
When I was 18, I got arrested in the Gold Coast for swearing at the policeman on New Year's Eve.
You swore at him. That's different to swearing.
Well, different. He was putting my friend in the back of the paddy wagon, and I thought I was really tough while I was standing in the background yelling and swearing at the policeman. And then some girl walked up behind me and put me in the paddy wagon.
You idiot.
But that's fair enough.
I just wanted to know, do you think we should be allowed... Because you were talking about your rights before and how Kinder swearing. Surprise and taking away rights is, you know, the world's going to dookie. I want to know, should we be allowed to swear in public?
Correct. I should be able to swear on air. I don't know
Please
how
don't.
I get it
right. Please don't.
Well, what's wrong with swearing? There's been... I've read reports where it shows that people who swear are highly more intelligent. So it'd only be the moron dumb ones that doesn't have, you know, some colourful language that'd be, you know, having to be boring.
I mean, where did you read that on, like, the back of a tabloid?
No, it was real. It was real. Yeah. What does it go? So the offensive language in both Queensland and Victoria may result in imprisonment. Oh,
yeah, 6 months imprisonment.
Well, that's okay.
Isn't that wild? And offensive, by the way, can be defined as disorderly, offensive, threatening, indecent, and violent.
Do you know what? Do you think it's the same as swearing? And once if we did swear, it was so upset.
But yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, we just use it now as language. But I'm going to say I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah.
Because I've had a go at my daughters for swearing.
Yeah, well, that makes
sense.
Because I say
nothing looks worse than a pretty young lady talking like a, you know, a dropkick.
Yeah.
And then they turn around and go, oh, it's too, you know, second, you know, call me names and
yeah,
things like that.
Hypocrite, yeah.
Hypocrite, yeah, that's the word I was looking for.
Yeah. I agree. I think as a parenting standpoint, that's fair. There are a lot of backwards laws. I actually did a little bit more research. I've been so worldly this week. Get this.
Tell me.
In Victoria, only here in Victoria, it is legislated that only a qualified electrician can change a light bulb.
Oh,
you
what
can be faced with a $10 fine. I know.
$10.
Check this out. Public urination, right? You're on a night out and you need to pee. There's no toilets around. Legally, if there's no urinal around, you can pee on your rear left tyre. This is legislated.
Yeah.
And that's totally fine.
Well, that goes back to the old days of horse and wagon, where we used to be able to pee, and you'd pee on the back corner because the ladies would be walking
How along. Old are you when what? You've got horse and wagons?
Listen,
I didn't know you predated the 20th century.
I used to get to school on my little wagon train. Yeah. Go on, I can understand that. So you're allowed to pee on your back rear tyre.
Here's one for you specifically.
Okay. Yeah.
Hot pink pants. It is illegal to wear hot pink pants on a Sunday. Any other day of the week, it's totally fine, but
in
on the
Victoria,
Sunday, you can be arrested for it.
Oh, God, we've got some stupid rules. What the hell is Spring Street doing up there? I've been up there, like, walking late on a Saturday night, walking past Spring Street on a Sunday morning.
The politicians.
I'm telling you, there's plenty of them running out of there in hot pink pants.
You reckon?
And they're usually the Liberal Party.
It's a bloody time to get to the water cooler. Gather around. Get your belongings. Get your belongings, quick. Tom, are you with me right now? Are you with me in the water cooler?
I'm here.
Sydney's late night lockout laws are under scrutiny again, with New South Wales Premier considering removing the ban. One bar owner has said when Madonna booked his venue for her after party, he even had to turn the pop queen away because she arrived after 1:30 a.m.
What? Madonna doesn't have to follow any laws. She's ageless. She's timeless. She can show up whenever she wants and let the bitch in.
Apple's new iPhone 11 has been brutally mocked online for its large triple camera layout on the back of the device. Haters quickly posted photos comparing it to a stovetop, an electric shaver, and the Simpsons' Blinky, the three-eyed fish.
Well, they can tell you they've done it all wrong. Put the camera on the front of the phone so the teenagers can take three selfies at once.
That's it.
They'll probably make trillions after that one, won't they? Now, royal watchers have this week revealed that Prince Harry does not follow in his father's fashion footsteps. Well, Charlie is known to have a bespoke suits. Oh, Jesus, man, fancy. Made by top designers for one-off events. Record shows that Harry has stepped out in his favourite $1,100 grey two-piece at least 12 times this year.
What's the big deal? His $1,100 suit is his version of trackies and a T-shirt. He's just wearing what he's comfortable on his private jet.
Yeah. Foxtel has announced that it is renewing Real Housewives of Melbourne for a fifth season. Foxtel boss Brian Walsh said it's taken 18 months because they want to shake things up and decide which housewives go and which ones stay.
Oh, creepy Andy, get me some bubbly, book me Botox, call my agent. I'm going to be the new housewife of Melbourne.
Yay! Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.